I'm Mark Reitnauer. I'm an extension specialist researcher with the University of Florida, stationed over at Fort Pierce, Florida at the Indian River Research and Education Center.
You discuss some production practices that can have an impact on fresh fruit pack-out fruit quality. One issue that growers need to address is peel breakdown.
Yes, it can be a sporadic issue, but when we have a problem with it, it usually is quite widespread and can be very severe. So it's a matter of also being vigilant to see how the health of the fruit is out there and if you see indications of breakdown. Usually peel breakdown is later in the season as well. It's usually after the first of the year. Sometimes we'll get peel breakdown when we get cold fronts coming through with the low relative humidity. And in that case, if you start seeing a problem, usually just wait a couple weeks. Usually the grove will recover and you won't have problems afterwards.
Water stress and nutrient imbalances are two of the big causes of peel breakdown.
Yes. Post-harvest, we can do things like increase the relative humidity in the environment, cool the temperatures, put in a nice coating of wax on there to help retard water loss. In the field, it really comes down to the grove, water status of the trees, getting a proper irrigation out there. And sometimes you can put something like an antitranspirant on the trees, which we've had the best success with in the past. We've also used a foliar nutrition spray, a monopotassium phosphate, which has had success. It's less consistent than the vapor guard did, and also we're tending to using a lot of monopotassium phosphate in our nutrition sprays these days, so probably would go with something like an antitranspirant because you likely already have a nutrition on there.
Fruit decay.
It's been an issue in terms of longer degreening times because we've had warmer winters and less natural color development. But we're also seeing it come in from the field, which we haven't before, meaning not just as a latent infection in the button tissue, but actually germinating and growing into the flesh of the fruit itself. And once it gets there, we can't do anything post-harvest to help reduce that. So some of that is knowing the status of your grove. If it's a grove that's really eaten up and you can see decay, some of the fruit decaying on the tree out there, then you'll want to consider going with local markets, close markets, not going far export, because you're going to have a lot more problem with that. We don't really have the pre-harvest tools right now to combat that. We've had some work with Quadra's Top, but that was 4 applications, but it did have some significant effects in a little less than half of the different trees. So we don't have an answer in terms of pre-harvest fungicides right now, which is what we're trying to find. We think something's out there, but we haven't found it yet.
But the Quadris is a fungicide, right?
It is a fungicide. It is registered, but you have to watch. You only have a limited number of times you can use the active ingredient, so you have to watch how many times you use it. And it's costly to use it that many times, too. So we really need to come up with a better solution on that.
Another issue that growers need to watch in the field before it gets to the packing house is pesticide residues.
Yes, depending on the markets. Usually you're okay if you're using it by label rate. U.S. tolerances are going to be fine because they're based on your maximum usage. It's when you go to an export market, an external market like Canada, Europe, Japan, Korea, they all set their own individual residue tolerances, and some of the stuff we use, they don't even have a tolerance for. It's okay if all the residue degrades before it gets there, but we don't have a lot of information on how fast things degrade. So you really need to know when you harvest a crop and you know the market you're going to go to, look at the production records to make sure that you didn't put something on there that might show up on the destination market.
You need to know what the residue levels are in your destination market.
Yes, and our website, the UF post-harvest website, has resources that you can find out what the residues are for these different markets.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.